Welcome to Lockdown Trivia, the Unlock Your Brain podcast quiz show. My name is Dalton McGee, and I'll be your host as we choose four expert categories of our players and explore them together as we try to unlock this trivia game one key at a time. This week's episode features Paul Mackey from Duluth, Minnesota. His expert categories are Buffy the Vampire Slayer, food, They Might Be Giants, and Apple computers. Sign up for your own episode of Lockdown Trivia following the link in the description of each and every episode. You can play by yourself or bring a friend for a competitive or cooperative game. Now let's get started. Cool. Well, I'm glad you're here. Two Pauls back to back and twos that a lot of folks in our community love. So I'm glad you are here. Paul, let's get into it. Where do you want to start your game?
I think I'll start with the unlocked food, please.
All right. Here's a category about the thing we need and we love. Here's your unlock question. What company closely associated with soup was the subject of an iconic Andy Warhol artwork from 1962?
Well, that is an unlock question, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
That would be the Campbell Soup Company.
Yes, Campbell's is correct. And I want anybody that listens to get those unlocked if they can. So you're correct there. But it will get more fun from there, I promise. Where to next?
I will take that key and try the Apple computer's one key, please.
I see what you're doing, Paul. I like what you're doing.
Give it a shot.
Well, your one key Apple computer's question is this. While the iPhones are the flagship product with the prefix, the I originally showed up with the iMac in 1998 and stood for what?
I do not directly know this. I'm going to have to intuit it. I had one. I had a slot loading one. I didn't get the original tray load.
I was going to ask the 1998 or one right thereafter.
Yeah, it was a four screen. I'm going to make a little bit of an off the wall guess. I was going to say just information that didn't seem quite right. I'm going to say internet because it seems like that fits pretty well with the time period everybody getting online.
Paul, you'll be happy to know you flipped your coin the right way this time. Internet is correct. And I think that one's funny because it's only not an unlock question because it seems like it'd be obvious, but it seems like to a trivia player, it's too obvious.
Too obvious, yes.
Yes, yes. Yeah, internet is correct, though. And you now have two keys, Paul. Where to?
Let's get a sense of where you're at on They Might Be Giants in the two key category.
All right. Here's nothing shenanigans here. We haven't got to our shenanigans category yet. Your two key question in They Might Be Giants is this. They Might Be Giants released what album that was only about a specific group of things that the title of the album describes?
Like, I think of a few albums that works with, but I'm going to go, just because I believe I specified before 2005, I'll go with Here Come the ABCs.
Yes, the ABCs are what I was looking for there. And ABCs are as easy, Paul, as 1, 2, 3, as
which
in
was,
how many keys you have.
And 1, 2, 3 was another one of the albums that came after that. Here Come the 1, 2, 3s and Here Come Science. Although I think both of those are technically outside of my time frame.
Yeah, we have them. It might be Giants, but Paul did specifically ask for pre-2005. Hey, you've got 3 out of 3 questions right, and you're doing a chaotic but potentially prudent strategy. So where do you want to go next?
Yeah, I'm not completely sure how the end game of this strategy works out, but I will go to the Vampire Slayers and try that out.
All right, here's a category about Buffy the Vampire Slayer, except in this category, it's a potpourri round where every correct answer is the name of a character from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. So your three key question is this. Currently serving as the 17th administrator for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services under HHS Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr. is what former TV show host?
That's Dr. Oz.
Dr. Oz is correct. Dr. Mehmet Oz.
Mm-hmm.
And this isn't a political show, so we'll move on to the next question.
Well, you started out with the question, and I was fearful that I didn't know people in the administration well enough, but...
That one we know.
That one we know.
All right. You have 4 keys now and your setup worked, but now what are you going to do with them?
Yeah. I don't know exactly how this works after this. This strategy I've only tried out. I guess I'll go ahead and take that four key Vampire Slayer next.
All right, here's your hypothetically hardest potpourri question from the Buffy the Vampire Slayer category. The Joe Schmo Show, Blue Mountain State, and Bar Rescue are some of the biggest shows on what network that was rebranded as the Paramount Network in 2018?
But it started out, well, I don't know exactly it started out, but it was definitely Spike for a time.
Spike is correct. Those shows are, I'm sure, fantastic. But I always watched MXC when it was too late and I was supposed to be in bed on Spike. That's correct. And you have more keys than you could possibly need now, Paul. What are you going to do with them?
Well, let's hope that I don't just drop the don't just all drop out a hole in my pocket.
Where do you want to go next?
I'm going to go ahead and try the. I'll try the four key for They Might Be Giants, please.
They Might Be Giants for four keys. Your question is this: the band name comes from a movie of the same name that is inspired by what Spanish novel by Miguel de Cervantes?
That is a movie called They Might Be Giants, where George C. Scott, I believe, believes that he is Don Quixote.
Yes, Don Quixote, or the ingenious gentleman Don Quixote of La Mancha. Both are acceptable, and Don Quixote is the correct answer. And you have more keys than I'm going to continue to count. Until we miss something, I'm done counting.
I would love to meet someone who knows that entire title and uses it on a regular basis.
You know what? I wrote it down and said Don Quixote's fine, but like I would have liked the whole title. It would have made me smile.
That would have been lovely, but I haven't actually read it, so I don't really know.
Fair enough.
I've got the general cultural osmosis version of it. So,
yep.
Let's be a little tiny bit conservative and just go for the two key apple.
Okay, testing out Apple a little bit. Let's take our two key question. Here it is. What co-founder of Apple was the designer behind the Apple I and Apple II and is widely regarded as one of the most influential people in the history of computing?
That would be Steve Wozniak.
The Woz.
The Woz.
Is correct. Where do you want to go?
I'm going to charge up to three in Apple computers then.
All right. Your three key Apple computer question is this. What model of Mac computers that ran from 1983 to 1986 shares its name with the first name of an actor from Friends? And I want to say that I use the word actor here with the current Oscars rule of actor is non-gender specific.
Of course, but it is, yep. Lisa.
Yes, Lisa is correct.
And technically, actually, Lisa is a separate product from the Macintosh. It used Lisa OS instead of Mac OS or Macintosh OS.
Was it still an Apple computer?
It was still an Apple computer.
Okay. In any case, Paul, you got your three key question right in Apple, and the world's your oyster. Where do you want to go?
I'll take four key on Apple and hope I don't drop them all.
Okay, let's see what happens. Your hypothetically hardest Apple question is this. Mini has been part of the name of five different Apple products. Name them.
Naming five. Well, there was definitely an iPod Mini. I had one of those. And there's a Mac Mini. But then I start to run into trouble because I am rather blank on what the other three may be. I guess there's a iPad Mini. There's an iPod Mini, an iPad Mini. Because there wasn't ever a Apple II Mini or like the 2C was a reduced size Apple II, but no. I could sit here and spin my wheels for a while. I think I'm capped out at three products. I can't think of a fourth and a fifth. So I am going to lose those keys.
All right. One of them is the iPhone. The iPhone 12 and 13 came in minis. Before they decided that it wasn't worth the smaller phone. The hard one, perhaps, is the HomePod Mini.
Oh, right. Yes, that is that would not have come to me at all. I probably, I bandied the phone back and forth and recall those phones now, but I would not have gotten around to the HomePod and still deserve to lose my keys, sir.
Fair enough. Well, I'm sorry to do it, Paul, to take your keys. However, you have done very well. That was a streak of, what is that, 8 questions correct before the miss on a 4-key question, and you have plenty of space to play. So I have high hopes for your final score here. Where do you want to go next?
I would like to try the Who in the World.
Here's your Who in the World question. I'm looking for a stage name. What American musician, songwriter, and inventor, born Lester Poulsfus, lived from 1915 to 2009 and is closely associated with Jimmy Page, Eric Clapton, Slash, and others?
We're Jeopardy rules here?
I would accept Jeopardy rules.
Okay, but we're talking about... I can't think of musician, you know, the musicianing and songwriting part, but is it Fender?
It is not Fender, unfortunately. All those guitarists play Les Paul guitars.
Les Paul, okay. I was in the right
Paul.
I was in the right ballpark in terms of, but yeah, Les Paul, definitely. Okay.
And fun bonus trivia, Fender couldn't play guitar. I recently learned this, and I think this is hilarious. Les Paul was an amazing guitar player, but
yes.
Fender couldn't play guitar at all.
Okay.
And still made those, which I think is hysterical. So, Paul, still no keys, no harm, no foul. You got 4 bonus keys and 3 unlocked questions. Where do you want to go?
Let's close out Apple.
Let's go to our unlocked Apple question. Here it is. What flagship computer for Apple from 1991 to 2006 was replaced by the MacBook when Apple switched to Intel processors?
What did they call the PowerBook.
The PowerBook is correct. Yes, that was one that I'm like, I know it's in his brain. He just had to be like, "Holy crap, it's been a while."
It has.
Things are still looking up now, Paul, and you have 1 key. Where do you want to go?
Let's take that key into Vampire Slayer.
All right, here's your 1 key Buffy the Vampire Slayer question. The winner of season 14 of RuPaul's Drag Race shares what first name with the best friend of Buffy in the series?
Well, that's Willow. I do not know Drag Race at all, but the best friend is Willow.
Yeah, and the queen is Willow Pill. That is correct, Willow. So, got a little Drag Race fun in there. Not that you needed it at all, and you have 2 keys.
Let's go ahead and stay in Vampire Slayers.
All right, your 2 key question is this. What villainous niece of the dentist in Finding Nemo shares her name with a vampire in Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
I almost wanted to go a little more esoteric, but I think it's Darla.
And I'm glad you do, because it is Darla. Where to?
I'm going to run those 3 keys back over to They Might Be Giants, I think.
All right, let's see what we got in They Might Be Giants for 3 keys. Fans can call the Brooklyn phone number 844-387-6962 and hear They Might Be Giants songs in the voicemail of what service that led to the band's cult following?
That's the Dial-A-Song. I've called that number many times. Back when it was originally an answering machine.
Yes, and it still works, by the way. As of recording, you can call that number and listen to They Might Be Giants. I can't believe it, but in 2025, that is still an active service. So I'm going to have to call that when we get done recording, because I want to hear what that, I want to have that experience. 4 keys now back in your pocket. Do you want to use all of them on your remaining 4 key question?
Yes, let's go for the 4 key food, and this is, it seems like a good time to risk it. I think I still have a lot of ways to get more keys.
Yeah, you definitely do. And here is your hypothetically hardest food question for your game. Spaghetti aglio olio is an Italian dish that prepares spaghetti simply with extra virgin olive oil, parsley, chili flakes, and what ingredient that is a member of the onion family?
I believe that I'm hearing the root words for garlic in there.
Yes, the aglio is garlic, and that is correct. My favorite Italian dish, because I love simple, good cooking, and that is definitionally what that is. And now, again, you have enough keys to do anything you want, Paul.
I know. It's lovely, isn't it? I'm gonna work my way back down through food, because I'm seeing a lot of... not to brag, but a lot of green splotches up there that I can't ask another one there.
Yeah, the top right of the board is looking pretty good right now. Here's your 3 key food question. Australians might have lost one less war if they had a taste for what gamey, very lean meat that can easily be dry when cooked, if not cooked with additional fat.
One less war. The one less war part is odd to me.
Our Australian listeners are all screaming right now.
I'm sure they are.
For the second episode in a row, I want to shout them out because I told Paul McLaughlin this, but after a couple Australian recordings, the downloads over there have skyrocketed, and it's awesome and cool that there's a bunch of Australian listeners. So I had to make sure they get their back door now and then in these questions, but this one is a funny one. So I'm if you don't know it, it's going to be your TIL on this episode.
Yeah, I suppose it would be. I mean, the one less war is really the part that is throwing me, because I'm thinking, like, I'm sure that they eat kangaroo meat. It doesn't seem like a big taste thing, but they probably emu.
He remembered, yes. Yes, they lost the war to the emus, and they should have just eaten them instead of shot all of them. That is correct. What was the trigger there in your brain that you finally remembered it?
I hit the emu war. I was like, what wars have they lost that are notable? And then I was just like, and then I know that I've heard it sometime recently, but I do not know where. I suspect it's probably something in the PTE network, possibly over on Tangents, but those are what I've been listening to the most lately.
Yeah, Paul, I cannot recommend enough to go to the Emu War Wikipedia page and read the entire thing. It gets funnier and funnier as you scroll down. There is a second Emu War, like a second offensive. Like there, and they got less and less effective. It is the funniest Wikipedia page out there, as far as I'm concerned. You have plenty of keys, though.
Okay, I will continue to work my way down, because now that I've got left is a two and then some ones and some unlocked. So I'll take the two in food, please.
Your two key food question is this: what food product is commonly used as a thickening agent for sauces or soups and comes from the endosperm of its namesake plant?
I think that's cornstarch, which they call corn flour in the UK.
It is cornstarch, yeah. If you like cornstarch, if you like popcorn, think endosperm, think a plant. Paul, you are correct. All you have left are one key questions and questions that require no keys. So where do you want to go next?
Well, I think it seems like the logical way to go is to take key questions and just play around with the rest. So I'll take the one key food question.
All right. Going for a sweep in the category. Your one key food question is this: what other plant is commonly associated with ginger in regards to its anti-inflammatory and otherwise healthy benefits?
Is that turmeric?
It is, Paul, and you have 5 for 5 your food category. Well done.
That's good, because to be perfectly honest, I definitely prosper more in the general knowledge than I do in just about anything else.
Yeah, well, you did very well in food, and you haven't missed anything yet in Vampire Slayer, or they might be giants. So things are going well there. Where would you like to go next?
Let's take that last one key in They Might Be Giants, please.
Officially, Paul, you will get to every question on your game today. Well done. And here is your one key They Might Be Giants question. What U.S. president is buried at the state capitol in Nashville, Tennessee, and is the titular subject of a They Might Be Giants song?
They've recorded it in two different versions, and it's James K. Polk.
Yes, he is weirdly buried at our capitol here, not too far from me. I don't like that he's buried at the capitol. I don't know, something about that bothers me. But that is the correct answer, and you require no keys to play the rest of your game, meaning it's just a matter of what the final score will be. Where would you like to go next?
Well, let's find out if that Vampire Slayer is the Buffy the Vampire Slayer question is a weird one unlocked question stumper.
I don't know. This one's pretty easy to me. We'll see how it handles. In Rent, what character is not explicitly stated to be either transgender or a drag queen, but does share her name with Buffy's first love?
Wow. Okay, well, my sister is a gigantic Rent fan, went to as many performances as she could find throughout a certain period of time, and I've never seen it. But I believe that would be Angel.
That would be correct. Yes. Your sister would be very upset with you, Paul, if you got that wrong. Angel is the correct answer. And where to next?
Let's take that last. They might be giants, and then we'll get through some of these bonus questions.
All right. You're unlocked. They might be giants questions. This name for a space mission that never actually happened was what 1992 They Might Be Giants album that is also the name of a movie.
Is there a movie called Apollo 18?
Yeah, it's not very good, Paul, but there absolutely is a movie called Apollo 18.
Okay. That is a TIL for me.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I've never heard of the movie.
Oh, you got to go watch it. It's garbage sci-fi and excellent. Paul, bonus keys are the game now.
All right.
You can get as much as 23 points if you get all of them correct. So it's just a matter of where you want to go first.
I confess that I'm not as confident on the bonus keys as I was on most of those other questions.
Yeah, 19 out of 20 in your expert categories, by the way. That's nothing to turn your nose up at.
Well, let's work straight down the line. I'm interested in Stormy Trivia, but I will start with National Blank Day.
All right. As of airing, today is National Lager Day, as in not lager, but lager, the thing we're likely drinking when playing trivia. And here is your question. While the first record of beer comes from Mesopotamia between 3500 to 3100 BCE, the first lager was cold fermented in what country in the 15th century?
Just want to go right to Bavaria, don't you? Is that a country, though? Since I want to say Bavaria, I guess I'll go Germany.
I probably would have accepted both answers, Paul. Yes, it was from Bavaria, Germany, around the 15th century. And you can think, if you're a lager fan, those weirdos over there that decided, let's try to ferment it when it's cold and see what happens. And that gets that flavor.
Before and after, which is not actually something that... that is not something that Trivia Mafia does much of here. And that's the main trivia company that I'm playing in town here. So...
Because here's your before and after clue. Exclude the last name of the leader of the band Double Trouble and wear a brand of luxury sunglasses known for its Wayfarer and Aviator lines.
Yeah, obviously it's Ray-Ban for the second half, but Double Trouble does... That's Stevie Ray-Ban.
Stevie Ray-Ban is correct. Well done.
I felt like I didn't know Double Trouble, and then suddenly I did.
Yeah, that's a beauty before and after. That's why I love it so much. Billboard Buster or Stormy Trivia, Paul, what do you want to end your game with and what do you want to ask next?
I have not heard of Billboard Buster yet. I was semi looking forward to the old album listing version, but I'll take the Billboard Buster, please.
All right, here is your Billboard Buster. Your favorite music genre that you reported was alternative and college rock.
Yes.
So here it is. None of their songs ever hit the Billboard Top 100. But what band with a video game character in their name has rumors buzzing of their reunification, though they broke up in 2011?
Video game character. I've got a favorite band that's a really obscure band called Peach, and I don't think that's what you're going with. Yeah, breakups in 2011. I like most of the bands that not forming a complete sentence there. Great podcasting. Go ahead and let me know the answer, please.
All right, I'm looking for Sonic Youth.
Oh, Sonic Youth. Frankly, I wasn't aware they broke up.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah,
I don't know a lot of Sonic Youth, but
Sonic Youth.
It's definitely obvious enough band from the period and the genre, though. Thurston Moore and everybody. I know facts.
Fair question. I didn't want it to feel. I didn't want it to feel like it wasn't a fair question.
No, definitely a fair question. That's definitely right in there. I just didn't ever get very much into them.
Fair enough. All right, Paul, your Stormy Trivia question is up next, and we're gonna give you a rebound on your Billboard Buster because your Stormy Trivia question also has to do with your favorite music genre. So let's see how you do one.
Right, let's see.
But this one is also a little bit more local, so maybe easier. What band, whose name means "Do you remember" in English, formed in St. Paul, Minnesota in 1979 and became inactive in 1988?
Now, you didn't read the one that I sent into Throwback Trivia Takedown that is basically the same question.
I have not heard it yet.
It's a... Yeah, okay. Well, There's originally the board game, which was like rotating cardboard discs and then cover up things. And it was basically a matching game called Husker Du. And then the band came after that. I think it was Pressman Card Games that originally produced the board game. But then Husker Du and Bob Mould moved on to be the leader of Sugar and some solo work as well.
Yeah, Husker Du is correct and what I was looking for. And also, in full transparency, hopefully, I was hoping you got it right because I didn't know how the hell to pronounce it if you didn't get it right. but yes, that is correct. And Paul, you end with a very strong, for the second week in a row, by the way, both Pauls get 22 points in lockdown trivia. That is a very impressive score. So well done.
Thank you so much.
Paul, do you have anything coming up? Anything you want to spotlight or just general shout outs that you want to make here?
Yes, please check out the One Idiot's Thoughts On podcast, which I should be able to say better being my own podcast. At the moment of recording, I'm in the process of doing the Dog Days of Trivia in August, 31 days of podcasting every single day. And I am doing that with every day a new set of two questions and the answers for the previous days, and possibly a little bit of my regular content, which is reviewing old shows, or mostly old shows and obscure shows, television shows. I'm currently covering The Rockford Files as the least obscure of them, but also a Canadian television series called Seeing Things. Actually, the least obscure is with my wife. We're doing Moonlighting. But Canadian television show called Seeing Things. A UK show, a children's show called Press Gang. And some other things. The 1983-84 CBS television show Whiz Kids and things like that. So but anyways,
I'm doing one of the busier people in the podcast world is what he's saying.
So I'm doing 31 days of podcasting. It should be all trivia and possibly one or two of those other shows peppered in, but I've got 31 days of trivia written. And then if this is indeed the coming out on the 10th, I should be sliding into the Dog Days of Advent, which is a challenge that happens in December and is either a 24-day or 12-day, or it's a pretty flexible challenge. It's not as much as a 31-day challenge, but I'll be either in the process of getting ramped up for a 12-day or possibly having a 24-day, and I'm not sure what I will do for that yet.
Well, when this comes out, we'll know. And check out Paul's podcast. Paul, I'm grateful you're here. You're a name that I recognized from my exposure to Russ and Tangents and somebody I knew I wanted to have on the show. And you did very, very well. And so thank you for coming. And I hope to have you on a future episode. Maybe we need to get a little Paul v. Paul showdown since we had a 22 and 22 score 2 weeks in a row. We'll see which Paul can reign supreme on lockdown in the future.
That sounds fair. I would love to come back for something like that.
Sounds good. All right. Paul, thanks for being here, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Thanks again, Paul, for coming on. It was really silly to have two Pauls in a row. I want to talk about one question in particular in terms of improving upon this game, and that was from the They Might Be Giants category, the two-key question. It said They Might Be Giants released what album that was only about a specific group of things that the title of the album describes. My answer was Gigantic. He said the ABCs. Pretty much every way you look at this question, it was wrong. It was not well written. It was not easy to answer. And it was non-specific. It was just a terrible question. That being said, if you're writing a question about a category that you know literally nothing about, as I've mentioned before in this podcast, you need to bring someone in that does. There are plenty of people that would have known this and fact checked this category for me. And whether it was I didn't have the time or didn't ask, as I don't recall what it was, I did not check this category and I really don't know what I'm talking about with it. So that one was tough. When I had him, when he answered the ABCs, I was like, huh, that is not even close to what I expected. And so I took a look and thought, you know what? That was just a terrible question. Technically, his answer qualified, and we're going to move on from there. So just be real careful. As I've said before, when you know that you don't understand a category, make sure you fact check it, whether it be with a person that does, whether it be with multiple sources, whatever you do, just be cognizant of, I don't know this, I'm going to check it 5 times in different ways to make sure that I get it right. Our bonus question from this episode comes from the food category, and it is this. What first name can be attributed to both a brand of hot chicken and insanity sauce for spicy food lovers? While you're thinking of that, I want to thank Paul Mackey one more time for being on this episode and invite you to be on your own episode of Lockdown Trivia. We are done for Season 3 signups. In fact, Season 4 is a tournament. When you sign up right now, you can join the next wave of Lockdown in Season 5. It's going to be a blast. Things are changing. Things are improving. And I cannot wait to see our new band of participants. Sign up by yourself or with a friend for a competitive or cooperative episode. The correct answer to our bonus question is Dave. New episodes every Wednesday morning, so check back each week for some more fun. In the meantime, I cannot wait to continue to write, continue to learn, and continue to unlock your brains one key at a time. Spaghetti aglio olio is an Italian dish that prepares spaghetti simply with extra virgola. Son of a bitch. Okay, here we go. I got through the hard part of saying the Italian name, but I couldn't get through extra virgin olive oil.